This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Russia pounded Ukraine with missiles early on Thursday. A morning rush hour assault killed at least one person in Kyiv and left critical infrastructure damaged in the Black Sea region of Odessa. A spokesperson for Ukraine's state emergency service said a total of 11 people have been killed during the Russian strikes. The strikes came a day after Ukraine secured pledges of modern battle tanks from Germany and the United States to beef up its defenses. In an interview, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he welcomed the news that the U.S. and Germany will send tanks to Ukraine.
It enables the Ukrainians to get the combat capabilities they need to be able to liberate, retake territory, which is currently occupied by Russian forces.
In the past, Moscow has responded to Ukrainian successes with intensified airstrikes. French Foreign Minister Catherine Colonna arrived on Thursday in Odessa, the strategic port city on Ukraine's Black Sea coast, as part of France's efforts to boost its relationship with Ukraine and discuss its needs in the coming months. UNESCO, the UN cultural agency, has just designated the city's historic center a World Heritage in Danger site. Colonna was in Odessa shortly after missile strikes hit crucial power infrastructure facilities in the surrounding region, causing blackouts in the city. She was due to visit one of the damaged sites. Less than 2 years after releasing all prisoners held by the previous Afghan government, including suspected terrorists, the Taliban are rapidly refilling prisons with new inmates. Taliban's director of prisons told VOA in a WhatsApp message that over the past 18 months, the de facto Taliban authorities have detained more than 29,000 individuals and kept 14,000 imprisoned. VOA News. The U.S. economy continues to grow, but slowed in the last quarter. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Commerce Department estimates that the nation's gross domestic product decelerated last quarter, growing at an annual pace of 2.9% from October to December. That's slowing from 3.2% in the fall. For the year, the GDP expanded slightly over 2%, much slower than the blistering growth in 2021, with an economy recovering from the pandemic. The numbers were boosted by resilient spending by consumers, businesses, and the government. Most analysts think the economy will slow further in the current quarter and slide into at least a mild recession by mid-year, an intended consequence of the Federal Reserve's aggressive series of interest rate hikes meant to crush the worst inflation in four decades. Jennifer King, Washington.
Murder charges have been lodged against five police officers in Memphis after the brutal beating of a Black motorist who died earlier this month. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
All five former officers are charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression in connection with the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. The traffic stop was caught on video, which hasn't yet been released, but Shelby County Prosecutor Steve Mulroy said earlier this week,
I was distraught.
Attorney Ben Crump says the family saw the video of Nichols, a FedEx worker and father, being beaten for 3 minutes, shocked, pepper sprayed, and restrained when he was pulled over for a traffic stop near his home. He was coming back after visiting a park where he had taken photos of the sunset. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say the 72-year-old gunman who sprayed bullets into a Southern California ballroom dance hall, killing 11 people, had no known connection with the victims, and investigators are still trying to determine a motive for the shootings. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says the shooter, an immigrant from Hong Kong, fired 42 shots into the Star Ballroom Dance Studio in Monterey Park on Saturday night, using an unregistered gun he bought in 1999. Sheriff Robert Luna said the shooter used another registered handgun to kill himself in a van as police closed in. The U.S. Justice Department has announced Thursday that it brought down an international ransomware network that extorted more than $100 million from hundreds of victims around the world. The department said the development follows months of infiltration by the FBI. The Justice Department said the group, known as Hive, targeted more than 1,500 victims in at least 80 countries, including hospitals, school districts, and financial firms. The FBI took down the Hive's network servers on Wednesday. I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.